Did a demon lizard person eat your cat?
It is a succubus sucking the life out of you.
Lucky you. Oink.
Rita, the script.
Fine. Does nobody believe when you tell them that you saw a thing that looked like a melted scrotum with teeth, eat your doctor's brain, and then become her?
Then, person watching this video on your social media platform of choice, the algorithm has made you today's lucky winner.
The veil between dimensions is thin, and hell creatures are slipping into our world. But, like, don't stress. We've totally got it under control.
Give us a call, and we'll help rid you of whatever infernal beast is making your life a living hell.
18 and older, please. I will be participating in use of mature themes, drug use, sexual content, and some harsh g***ing language.
Rita!
What? So if a demon's got you down, give us a call at 555-420-FART.
That's not our number. Don't call that. It's nothing.
Previously on today's Lucky Winner.
Smell you later, boner juice.
I've been betrayed. I'll show them what evil truly looks like. You will pay, Rita. You will pay dearly for this betrayal.
I really owe you.
That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about today. How much you owe me. I don't owe anyone. Ever. If you want me to continue to pretend to be Senator Owens, then you're gonna have to give me what I want.
God, I hope Dax is okay.
I'm not getting Dax out. They've been turned.
What the fuck, y'all? Do you really not want to give them a chance?
It is the artificer device I mentioned earlier.
And why is this an oh-no situation?
I seem to have smashed it in my altercation with security.
Did I buy us enough time for you to pull the shit bombs out of my backpack?
Yep.
Yeet! Motherfucker! Dawn and Rita sat on the floor of the server room, surveying the scorch marks from the small group of energy vampires they had just slain. They were attempting to catch their breath after that harrowing confrontation. But after using all three of Dawn's shit bombs, it was like breathing in concentrated porta-potty stink filtered through a dirty diaper. As the smell burnt away the hairs in Dawn's nose, she saw an incoming call on her phone from Uncle Nate.
Hey, you all right?
I have some good news and some very bad news. Well, I have news and bad news.
We just used all three shit bombs on some energy vampires and totally blew any cover we may have had. I don't see what could be a lot worse than that.
Well, I guess it helps that you didn't have any cover to begin with. They have all of our pictures posted in the security office. It looks like they were expecting us.
Fuck! I'm wearing this milkmaid outfit for nothing.
Also, the thing that cast the spell, keeping Rita from poofing out, it's broken. I can't turn the spell off without it.
Just fix it!
Just fix it? Do y'all think I'm MacGyver or something? Am I supposed to disassemble one of these cock and bush thingies?
Cock and bush.
Cock and bush thingies and fix this thing with pastry? I don't have the tools to fix it here, and it's smashed. It would take me hours.
Smashed? Who would smash it?
That's not really important. Anyway, we have to find a way to get those people out on foot. It's about time for the event to start. And looking at the security monitors, I can see energy vampires milling around all over. The conference room is filling up.
Fuck. And I don't know when they plan to have people come to the server room. Now, one vampire said Sabina would be waking up towards the end of the meeting, but I don't know when that is exactly. It may coincide with when I have the timer on the bomb set to go off 30 minutes before it ends.
Well, I killed everyone in the security office.
You what?
Don't dwell on it. I'm going to destroy the surveillance system in here, so we don't need to worry about cameras anymore. Pretty obvious we've crashed their little party with all the scorched piles of energy vampire you and I are leaving. But at least they won't be able to pinpoint our location. I'm going to come over to you and try to help. We need to make sure we can get those humans out without waking up Sabina.
Okay, I'll see you in a sec. Be careful.
You too, kid.
After Nate put his phone back in his pocket, he became concerned that Rita had put something other than weed in his coffee from earlier. As he watched one of the rolling chairs in front of the security monitors suddenly turn into what looked like human flesh. Then the flesh chair quickly morphed into a humanoid shape, and that vague humanoid took on finer details until, Wii U, it became a Buddy Holly-ass looking person.
Am I high?
Is that really what you have to say about my big reveal?
I accidentally ate edibles earlier, and I'm concerned I ate something more than weed. But that would certainly be a delayed response.
You were supposed to be frozen in awe and wonder at my transformation.
Why? You were a rolling chair, and now you're some Buddy Holly-looking ass.
I was in the room the whole time. I heard your grand plan with Dawn and my nemesis.
Rita? Rita is your nemesis? I thought her only enemies were showering in sobriety.
She is my arch enemy. Our conflict goes back centuries.
Does she know this?
Yes, of course she does. Surely you've heard her curse the name Devlin.
I've heard her threaten to wedge J.K. Rowling to death, kick Greg Abbott in the taint, and beat Bobby Flay. I don't quite know her beef with Bobby. She's made it clear she wants to beat his ass and not best him in a cooking competition. But I've never heard her say the name Devlin. Anyway, it's been real. I'll tell her you said hi.
You can't leave.
Why?
Get out of this magic trap and let me copy your face.
What? Ugh.
Dawn composed herself as much as she could, and she made sure the bomb and camera were set up right by Sabina. She collected her laptop and the infinite flash drive, and she tried to come up with a way to get people out of the pods and to the ice cream truck as expeditiously as possible. Rita was also there.
I'll just slap them all in the ass when we get them out.
What is that gonna do?
They'll wake up, right? And then they'll start crying. So when they're done going, wah, wah, we just escort them out.
Are you talking about slapping them like a newborn baby in an old movie?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, smarty pants. If we can open one of these things without alerting evil Heidi Klum over there, how do we make sure they're awake, preferably clothed, and able to get out of here?
Oh, the carts, the bakery carts.
Ah, I'm glad you're hungry, too. I'll go grab a snack.
No, we dump the baked goods, and we can roll them out on the carts.
That's fine, but that's still 5 trips. Wait. Oh. Oh, hey, Nate.
Why, hello, Rita.
Oh, it's just you. Listen, we have an idea for... Hold on.
What?
What is it, kiddo? Why are you looking at me like that?
Who and or what the fuck are you? And where is my Uncle Nate?
Donnie, I think you inhaled too much fart gas from your ship bombs.
Nope. Mm-mm. That is not my Uncle Nate.
Oh, mijita, you got it all wrong. What if I told you something only I would know?
Nuh-uh, bitch. You are just a mimic demon who copied him.
How do you know?
Facial expressions. The way he's walking, everything's just slightly off. Like when you visit Canada and the mailboxes are red. It's a small thing, but you notice it. I know my Uncle Nate. My autistic ass had my whole life to learn his mannerisms. This is a mimic demon.
Meh, I trust you, dude. You should shoot it.
What?
Don't have to tell me twice.
Jesus. Oh, cheese and crackers. You shot my... You missed.
No, I didn't. I need answers from you. Where is my uncle? Why did you turn into Rivers Cuomo and not a scrotum?
Have we met somewhere? Yeah, you seem kind of familiar.
Kind of familiar?
I made poopy in my diapy.
What?
What?
Damn, I thought they'd just repeat what I said again.
Where is my Uncle Nate?
If you ever want to see your Uncle Nate again... You'll have to let me kill Rita.
Oh, hey, Nate texted. This old scrope put him in a magic trap in the security office, but didn't think to take away his phone. He needs us to come free him. What? He says this dude claims to be my arch nemesis. Everyone knows that's Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay?
Yeah, he knows what he did.
How do you not remember me?
I don't know. Old age, drugs, trauma, ADHD. Take your pick.
I was your neighbor in hell. You convinced me I could do something other than evil. You made me think I could do something with my life. And then you abandoned me when you were rescued. Why? Because I don't like Brendan Fraser or the Mummy?
Oh, Devlin! Hey, what's up, dude?
What the fuck is wrong with you? The Mummy is a perfect film.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, what's up is that I spent another 400 years trying to bargain and kill my way out of that hellhole you left me in. I took any job I could to survive. I knew I'd get my revenge, but I just didn't know how or when until I took the job of being Senator Owens.
Whoa.
Aren't you supposed to be on a European press tour with Carmilla?
Carmilla owes me. I made it clear that if she didn't do whatever I needed to help me get revenge on Rita, Senator Owens would start singing a very different tune about her anti-regulation bill. I had a feeling you two wouldn't be able to resist this little get-together, and Carmilla wanted to make sure that someone did some recon here, since she couldn't be sure her dumbass son would do it like he was supposed to do.
Oh, is Crawford here?
I honestly don't know. I don't think so. He had an all-access keycard to get him in, but I don't think he knows how to use it.
Oh, we have that.
How did you get a hold of... That's not important! Anyway, Carmilla let me take her private jet for a little field trip so I could pick up Crawford's mess and find you if you dared to show up. She does need an artificer, after all, and she fucking hates you.
Well, it's been great catching up, Kevin.
Devlin.
Bevan, but we have some people to save. Don's gonna shoot you now.
Wait. If you shoot me, how will you release your uncle from the magical trap I've so cleverly captured him in?
Nate texted. He sent a pic. The trap looks like 5 light-up Fushigi balls floating around him. He thinks disabling it is as easy as someone removing one of the faux Shigi balls from outside the trap.
Damn it! I mean... How can you be sure?
I'm gonna shoot him now.
Wait!
What?
What if I do this?
Devlin turned into a gelatinous puddle and glorped through an AC vent on the wall nearby him.
Seriously?
Whatever. He hardly seems dangerous.
You'll both see. I am the coming darkness. The earth will quake at the name. Devlin...
Oh no, he hit a duct that went down.
I almost feel sorry for him.
Yeah, almost.
Let's go get Uncle Nate.
And my new Fushigi balls.
Dawn and Rita made their way down to the security office without running into any trouble. They could hear people milling about the elevators, so they opted for the stairwell at the end of the hall. Well, Dawn said the stairs were the only option. Rita said she'd rather risk dying and take the elevator.
That took a while. Did y'all run into trouble or something?
No. I mean, we met the nerd who trapped you, but we got here fine. Rita just had to take the stairs.
I still think we could have taken the elevator.
How are you winded? Aren't you a demigod?
A demigod who teleports herself everywhere and takes pills she finds on the ground.
Random pills are just presents. From strangers. Who am I to turn down a gift?
So, how do I get you out of this thing?
I think they make some kind of circuit. Try removing one.
They're glowing. They're gonna burn me or shock me or something.
Try removing one.
Uncle of the year.
If the little orb hurts you, I'll make you my Senna like when you were a little kid.
Ooh, I almost hope it does.
Hold on, wait, what's my Senna? It sounds like food.
Like a Puerto Rican custard, but for, like, breakfast. There's lots of cinnamon. You used to make it when I was sick.
Sold. Quit wasting time. Burn yourself on a Fushigi ball so Unky Nate can make us a snack. Damn it! No snacks!
You get Donnie out of here safe and sound, I'll make you my Senna and a grilled cheese.
Hell yeah! Good thing I don't shit, or that combo would have me backed up for a week.
Okay. I pocketed the magic trap because it seems pretty handy. We should actually... Oh, goddammit. Devlin!
Devlin, in his gelatinous flesh form, emerged from the AC vent in the security office. Nate quickly stepped out of the way to avoid letting the puddle touch his shoes. Devlin turned into his human form. He looked... rough.
Minkus, you look like shit, dude.
It's Devlin! Devlin!
I know.
She knows.
I fell through several stories of ductwork and crawled my way towards the sound of your shrill, overly emphatic jabbering to get my revenge.
Yeah. Great. I'm gonna shoot you now. Thanks for the cool magic trap.
If you shoot me, my last act will be to press this button.
Dawn and Nate stared in horror as they recognized the small remote Devlin had procured from his shirt as the remote detonator for the bombs.
Go ahead. I don't know why you think we'd give a shit about a Roku remote.
That's the remote detonator for the bombs.
How did he get it?
I was keeping it in the bra part of this ridiculous costume. It must have fallen out when Rita and I were dealing with those energy vampires earlier. He must have grabbed it off the floor.
Devlin, let's not be drastic.
Oh, now she remembers my name. I bet you'll all remember my name when I press this button and those humans in the hive get the bug zapper treatment when Sabina goes boom. What's this on here? Oh, was that a safety? Huh. So now if I press one of these buttons, I'm gonna light this place up like a Christmas tree.
You know, I can shoot him dead right now, but I don't know if he'd be able to press the button before I shoot him dead.
I'm right here. I can hear you.
So what I'm getting from you, Dev, is that you're frustrated. How about you put the remote down so you can gesticulate as wildly as you need without accidentally doing something you can't take back?
Something I can't take back? Like leaving someone who I made think was my friend in hell over a movie?
Yes, yes. And we can talk about that. We can. If you can chill with the remote waving.
Oh, this? Jesus. Do you not want me to do this?
Dev, please.
Dev, please. You're all gonna fucking listen to me. The two of you are gonna give me Rita. I don't give a shit about what you're doing here. My beef is with her. I could tell Carmilla that the artificers got away after I killed Rita.
No fucking way.
Not gonna happen.
Why are you protecting her? She's the worst person I've ever met, and I'm a fucking demon who eats...
No!
In one flick of Devlin's wrist, he had lost his grip on the remote. Reacting without thinking, he snatched it out of the air with his fingertips, pressing the detonation button.
I mean, silver lining. I only heard two explosions, and I got the impression that you all had brought more than that. The humans could be fine. Maybe.
After Dawn killed Devlin, she looked to Rita and Nate, who knew what she was saying by expression alone. Dawn had to see the server room. Leaving the security office, they encountered the occasional frantic energy vampire. Dawn and Nate shot as they ran. They booked it down the hallways and back down the stairwell, which Rita did without complaint. Plumes of smoke poured from some computer monitors as they ran past an area where they had set off one of the bombs. The familiar scent of burnt energy vampire was so strong they could taste it.
Only two of the four bombs went off. They could be fine.
That's only a 50-50 shot. We didn't just kill a bunch of people.
We didn't kill anyone, Donnie.
Well, right now, I sure feel responsible.
Here we are. You got the card?
Dawn pulled the key card from her cow print top and tried to stop her hand from trembling as she waved it in front of the sensor. Dawn dropped to her knees as she saw the server room was exactly how she had left it. Her relief was short-lived as she quickly remembered that she needed to get people out of here.
Oh my god. Oh, fuck Devlin. Oh, that could have been bad.
It's still bad. We need to get these people out of here before the bomb goes off on the timer in a little while. Uncle Nate.
Yeah?
Take the fishigi ball trap thing we got from Devlin out of my bag and just toss it up at the corner Sabina is in. We need to get these people out, and if she wakes up, I don't need her mobile.
Got
Rita.
What you need me to do, little buddy?
We need two of those bakery carts and as many of the tablecloths from the caterers as you can grab on the way. These people are going to be naked when we bust them out, and they deserve a little privacy. There's a cart outside this room, but we need another one. While you're doing that, take my phone and call Sunny, let her know what's happened, and that some wounded, sick humans will be coming to the truck shortly. She should chug that emergency thermos of blood she brought before they arrive so she doesn't get too bloodlusty.
Got it.
I'm going to check on the bomb in here and see if I can pause the timer until we get everyone out. We're cutting it close, but I don't need the added pressure of possibly exploding added to our situation.
Okay, be back in a sec.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh no.
She's awake?
Setting the trap on her seems to have woken her up.
But she's trapped.
For now. But I don't think this is meant to hold something as strong as her. We need to hurry.
I will kill you!
Yeah, no shit. I'm trying. It's getting too close to when the timer...
I'll kill you.
When the timer on the bombs...
Shut up! I will never be silent. I will break free from here and rip your flesh from your bones. I fires. My children will usher in the end of humanity. We will feed on whatever creatures big enough to be...
She's still yelling, but I can't hear her. Is that a humidifier?
I just use the humidifier as the case for the device. It makes a cone of silence. Usually we'd stick it between us to talk with some privacy, but I figured we could point it at her and work in peace. The battery on it should have about 15 minutes.
Oh my god, it has a USB charger.
Yeah, I wanted to be able to charge it on the go.
Can you show me how to make one when we're not in peril? It may be handy to use on Rita.
Sure thing, kiddo. We should charge it on the way home, so...
Fuck!
What?
This bomb didn't go off because the detonator is fried. I put it by Sabina so it would blast her first, but I think the proximity to her must have fried it. I'm guessing the other bomb that didn't go off is in the conference room where the vampires are packed in like sardines. That detonator was probably fried by being close to so many of them. The only way to set it off now would be by physically stripping and connecting these two wires.
Well, we can at least save these people in here.
To what end? Sabina here is going to speed up the apocalypse to a degree we can't even calculate. It could be next month, next week, it could be fucking 4 hours from now. I can't predict how this is going to go when she's making new vampires and more people get access to the app. We save these people today, they could be dead tomorrow.
Okay, I got everything done. Sunny has first aid ready in the truck. What's wrong?
The, bomb in here. The detonator won't work.
Fuck. That sucks. Fuck! Oh, she looks pissed. Is she gonna bust out of that ball trap?
Yeah, she will at some point. We should hurry.
You still want to get these people out of here?
Well, I can't just leave them. I'll hope Sabina doesn't end the world tonight and try to find another way to stop her in the morning. That's all I can do.
Are we taking Dax?
Yeah. Get the humans out of their pods first, and we'll get Dax last. Since we aren't killing Sabina, I can't subject them to her influence when they wake up. At least leaving with us, there's a chance they won't hurt anyone.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on it. She looks like she's bussin'.
Let's do what we gotta do.
Dawn, Nate, and Rita began extricating the five humans from the pods. They wrapped them in the tablecloths Rita had procured, and gently laid them on the bakery carts as best they could. Rita flopped a shorter person on the bottom tier of her cart and looked at Dawn and Nate with a proud smile.
Look! You can fit the little ones on the bottom.
That's a person, Rita!
Yeah, and this way, if I put two on your cart and Nate can carry this little one right here, all we need to do is come back for Dax.
You just squished them in there!
They just came out of a pod, Donnie.
It may not be cute, but Rita has a point. It saves us a trip.
Fine. Let's go.
They rolled the carts as quickly as they could on the fastest route out of the building that Dawn had highlighted on her map. Thankfully, it seemed the commotion from the bomb had died down and they didn't run into any trouble on their way out of the building. They exited the elevator and saw the double doors leading outside. As soon as they stepped out, Rita had an idea.
Hold on.
What was that? You didn't go anywhere.
But I can poof here, and I think the server room may be just within our magical tether.
So?
You can both stay here and I can go grab Dax. Nate, you can start running folks to the truck. When I come back out with Dax, I can just poof them, me, and Donnie to the truck. It saves time.
I've got to grab my cone of silence in there. I think I left something else here. I'm just going to leave the person I carried with you. Text Sunny to come help you start taking folks to the truck. We shouldn't be long in there.
Okay, just hurry. And get your gun out. You don't know if Sabina is loose yet.
Good call, kiddo. You've really gotten good at this stuff fast. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. See you in a sec.
Rita and Nate booked it back to the server room to get Dax. Nate had gotten his own pistol out and readied it at his side. They made it to the server room, and he immediately walked over to the bomb. Rita pulled Dax from their pod and wrapped them in a tablecloth.
Can you carry Dax out there yourself?
Yeah, but not well. You're coming with me, though.
I'll be right behind you. Here, take my gun with you and get Dax to the ice cream truck with the others. And give my Maker's Eye necklace to Dawn.
Why?
She'll know what to do with it. I think I can get the bomb's connection to the remote fixed, so Dawn can try to detonate it from the truck.
Sabina is gonna bust out of that trap any second now. Look at her. Those balls are quaking. And that's not even a joke. They're not gonna stay there much longer.
I know, which is why you need to stop arguing with me and take Dax to safety.
I don't need your gun.
I said take it. Give it to Dawn when you get out there.
Fine. We'll see you in a sec. Hurry.
Rita carried Dax down the hallways as quickly as she could, trying her hardest not to drop them. She really missed poofing right now. When she stepped off the elevator, she could see a panicked Dawn through the double doors that led to outside.
Where's Uncle Nate?
He says he can get the remote to work. He's doing something real fast before he heads out.
But Sabina could just wake up.
No, we can come back to help him once we get Dax to the truck.
Oh, you're right. Let's go.
Okay, I can do this. Just poof all three of us.
Rita poofed the three of them right behind the ice cream truck, where Sunny had the back door open and was taking care of humans who had woken up. Rita tripped on her landing and Dax slid off her shoulder.
Dude!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't carry a full-grown adult like a fireman through an office building and then teleport you both without dropping someone.
They don't look hurt.
Yeah, I'm fine too, thanks.
Oh, thank God y'all are here. My bloodlust can't handle 5 injured humans by myself. Babe, you dropped Dax.
I got them out, okay? Why is everyone fixated on me dropping them?
Oh, they look okay. Where's Nate?
He's gonna try to fix the remote so we can try to detonate the bomb from the truck again.
How is he working on the remote when he left it on that person he carried out? I thought it was an accident, so I grabbed it.
Oh no. Oh, that fucking idiot. No.
Oh, no.
What? What's going on?
Hey, Mijita.
Don't be a fucking dumbass. I know what you're doing.
If we don't stop Sabina, and we don't fuck up the servers, it won't matter if you stop Carmilla. You're right. It could be next month. It could be tonight. This is our only logical option.
You don't know that.
Yes. Yes, I do. And you do too.
Your collar. If you get hurt, it'll just send you back to the workshop, right?
Doesn't make me explosion proof, kiddo.
Oh, please don't. We can figure it out. There has to be another way.
Doesn't look like it from where I'm sitting. Are you, Dax, and Rita out of the building?
Yes, but I can't. I can't lose you. You can't die.
I died the night your mom slapped this collar on me. I haven't been living in a really long time. This way, at least I get to go out doing something good. Death ended your life so you could save the world from Carmilla. I'm not gonna let Sabina make that all for nothing. Your death can't be all for nothing.
You're the only family I have left, please. I can't.
No, I'm not. Life didn't deal you the best hand when it came to family. But seeing you with Rita and Sunny, it's pretty clear that Death wanted to make up for that. They're your family, Donnie. They chose you. For what it's worth, you're my family by blood, but I'd choose you too. I'm choosing you right now.
I love you!
Whatever you get reincarnated as, and wherever I end up after this, I'm gonna come look for you, Mijita. I love you too.
Hey, little buddies. So that's the mid-season finale. We'll be taking a short break just to get caught up on things for the last bits of this season and season three. I have been having to keep a secret about some really cool stuff we have for the end of this season. It has been killing me. But I'm really excited to finish up some really cool stuff we have planned. Get rolling on doing some season three stuff. And yeah, we're just gonna have a short little break, just to get ahead. But yeah, thank y'all so much for coming back to the show again and again. So for this season, I don't like to share download numbers because I don't want someone with lower numbers on their podcast feeling shitty, because that's happened to me before. Like first season, I felt bad hearing some people's download numbers. And because there's also some folks out there who are like, we reached 500,000 downloads. And I'm like, well, fuck me then. Okay. But for our downloads, y'all have really been telling people about the show this season. Like, I'll say that we keep breaking personal best download records. And like, not by a little bit, by a lot, like doubling some of them. So I'm just really grateful. Thank you so much for sharing the show with people. I didn't think anyone would listen, let alone the surprisingly large number of you who do. And I don't know, just thank you. Thank you for listening to our show. We really appreciate it. But yeah, we will be back with a new episode on September 15th. But until then, we're not going to like leave you hanging. We're going to have some cool bonus goodies coming out during the break, because I can't have a first or a 15th go by without giving y'all a little something cool. But yeah, other than that, just the usual stuff. Check out the episode details to see everyone's social media handles. You can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the handle @LuckyWinnerShow. Yeah, and if you want to help us out more, keep telling your friends about it. Share about the show on social media. You know, we don't pay for ads, so y'all really fucking help us out a ton when you tell people to listen. Also, check out the show details for the link to our Patreon page, where you can become a patron and get some of the sweet rewards we offer. For just $1 a month, you can join our Discord server and, like, chill with me and the rest of the cast and watch fun live streams and talk to other very cool listeners. Like, everyone who is in the Discord server has, like, totally passed the vibe check. It's super chill. It's the least dramatic Discord server. But anyway, when you support us on Patreon, one of the things you can get at certain tiers is a cool shout out, like our friends Randy Lovings, Rachel Rachelson, Sewing Seraph, B. Trostler, Kelly Brennan, Damon Faulkner, Smriti Singh, and Helen Clifford. Yeah, anywho, don't forget to subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. Subscribing helps us in the charts and helps us get recommended more for similar podcasts. So it doesn't seem like a huge thing it'll help, but it helps more people find the show. If you haven't left us a review, you can leave us a cute review. Yeah, but that's it for now, y'all. We will be back with a new full episode on September 15th. Got some little goodies for you until then, but until next time, try not to die.